International students are an integral part of Australia's economy and the everyday functioning of universities. But what happens when their mental health isn't supported and they face limits on accessing medical help? Karishma Luthria has the story.
University and tertiary education services are Australia's third largest export, contributing almost $32 billion to the country's economy. But behind these numbers are international students leaving the comfort of their home countries to gain an internationally recognized degree. Ahmed Ademolu is the national president of the Council of International Students Australia, and he says international students need greater support during such difficult transitions.
It's a difficult situation for international students. Studying overseas without family and friends, and it is a long journey, but they require a lot of support. It's hard to find your place in the country when you first arrive.
January 2020 saw 300,000 new enrolments in Australian tertiary institutions, and this was up 8% from the previous year. But with an increase in the number of students, mental health indicators are declining. Here's Helen Forbes-Mewitt from Monash University, who authored a report on international student mental health care for the International Education Association of Australia.
It actually has been getting worse. However, the fact that international students are getting involved in programs, they're going on panels to talk about it, some of them are creating wonderful artistic performances about mental health, shows that dealing with it, that part of it is actually improving. So it's sort of a double-sided sword in a way, in that the issues are getting more serious, but then again, the students are learning to be able to say that they have mental health issues.
The majority of Australia's international students are from China and India, followed by Nepal, Vietnam and Brazil, all culturally and linguistically diverse nations that are community and society focused. Here's Dr. Forbes-Mewitt from Monash University again.
The international students find themselves in a context like Australia, which is a very individualistic society, and they tend to come in many cases from a more collective society. So there's huge differences in negotiating those two different cultures. So what we would have here in Australia at a state-based level is, again, providing services from a Western lens, because that is the context here. Even though we are tend to be very multicultural, many of our services are not necessarily so.
International students also face barriers to accessing mental health help under their mandated private insurance plans, known as overseas student health covers. Some of the larger insurers in Australia only cover up to 10 sessions with professionals off campus. This means that students would have to pay out of pocket to access professional mental health care once those 10 sessions are exhausted. Ahmed from the Council of International Students Australia again.
The packaging that we have is just very mainstream. I would love to see more specialised service for different health areas.
And while some universities offer free but limited counselling sessions on campus, there is still more to be done. Here's Dr. Forbes-Mewitt again.
The limited number of sessions that students can have is often not enough to unpack the problem. Services need to sort of meet the students halfway, in a sense, in by finding ways that resonate with the students and their cultural background. And that may be by having counsellors and other service providers from various different diverse backgrounds that make the students feel perhaps more comfortable.
The report also found that there are no high-level government policies supporting Australian universities in aiding students struggling with their mental health. Ahmed from the Council of International Students Australia says there needs to be a coordinated response to solve this.
I could encourage and recommend collaboration amongst our stakeholders. So that includes government, universities, students, healthcare providers, even our politicians as well. We need a lot of communicating the benefits of international education in the community, because a lot of people are unaware that we are paying average $100,000 to study in a university. We are placed really well because we are in touch with federal government, we are in touch with politicians, healthcare providers and different members of the sector. So we take those advocacy points and pitch to the right people to cause changes.
At a time when international students are busy picking accommodation, picking their subjects, and making multiple decisions about their new lives in new countries, it's also important to think about your health. Leading insurance companies advise to find the right health cover for your mental health and to contact them to make an informed choice.
Karishma Luthria there, ending that report.